I think that's the biggest misconception. It's like, I don't know that I would choose to like move to different states. Like
sure.
I could have married, you know, a CEO if I really wanted to use somebody for their money, but like, yeah. You can't help who you fall in love with. And like, I don't think I should be penalized for falling in love with Isaac, who happens to be a professional athlete.
Hello, hello, hello. What is up, everybody? This is Married to the Game, and I'm your host, Maria Martin. I am a sports anchor and reporter at 11 Alive, the NBC affiliate in Atlanta. And I just kind of had to get you that rundown, you know, because it's been a second, hasn't it? Hey, I have missed you guys. I've also missed these coaches' wives. You know, the last time that we talked, the Hawks were in the midst of an insane playoff run. Then the summer got crazy, and then I blinked my eyes, we all did, and it's football season. And today's episode is with a great, 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 entertaining, phenomenal woman. Her name is Allison Rochelle, and her husband, he is from the Atlanta area. He played high school here. He's not necessarily from here originally. Played high school football here. His name is Isaac Rochelle. Great people. Seriously, I actually got to know her husband before I got to know her. Did a story with him last season in the middle of the pandemic. Just great people. They got married recently. They're with a new team, so they're now in Indianapolis. They traded the beautiful California sunny, gorgeous weather for Indianapolis and snow. But she loves it so far, and she's having a great time. And you know what? We had this conversation a long time ago, and I caught up with her lately, and I said, listen, we've got to update the people because a lot has changed in her life since the last time we talked. So we're going to break this segment down into two episodes. So I'm going to give you this one. She's great because she has gained a lot of traction on TikTok specifically over the last probably year or so. And she's so incredibly funny on that app. And I like that she keeps it real. She gives us great insight as to what it's like not only to be an NFL player's wife, but what it's like to kind of ride out figuring out where your next steps are in life. You know, they've now lived in two different places. They've done the long distance thing. So she's going to break all that down, give you some insight you've never heard before. So buckle up. It is hilarious. It's insightful. This is Allison Rochelle, and this is Married to the Game. Allison, first of all, thanks for doing this. Really excited to have you on Married to the Game.
Of course, I'm excited to be here.
I know you're more excited that the move is over. You guys just moved to Indiana.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could never move ever again. And I know it kind of comes with the territory of sure. being married to a professional athlete, but if I could choose to never move again, I would take that.
Wait, and married, by the way, congratulations. You guys just got married.
The past 4 months have been absolutely insane with planning a wedding. We yeah. started renovating a house and starting a new business, which we now own an Airbnb. We went to Mexico to get married, and a week before we left for Mexico, found out that Isaac was going to be switching teams.
Oh my God.
And not only switching teams, but switching teams to literally across the country.
Wait. Back up. Because I think obviously for people that don't know, you have a really big following on TikTok. You guys both pump out great content on TikTok, you and Isaac both. Was this before you made this TikTok, I'm trying to think, where you were joking about moving to cold weather? Was this before you knew that you were going to the Colts?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, how funny. You like spoke it into existence.
I think when I started my TikTok, I kind of joked around about, oh my gosh, I'm such a California girl. I mean, I grew up in Michigan, but I love the warm weather. So I would always joke around about,
yeah,
I'm like always joking. Yeah. I have a surfboard in the background right now, but I'm always joking around about like, oh my God, that'd be so funny if I had to move somewhere cold. I don't know if I could get used to cold again. And here we are, but.
Well, it's not cold right now, right?
No, not right now. Right now it's warming up. So I actually told Isaac we should probably move while it's warm so I can fall in love with the city of Indianapolis because I've heard so many good things. And then as it gets cold, I'll just have to buy more and more warm gear.
God, I mean, yeah, you're in for it. One of my really good friends lives in Indianapolis and it can get brutally cold.
Yes. Growing up in Michigan, I know all about the cold. So
you just tried to forget, right?
Yeah. Like the past 4 years, I've just gotten so used to the warm weather that like 60 degrees is freezing to me. So I gotta like bulk up, get another layer of skin on me. Like, I don't know. I gotta figure it out.
That's okay. I mean, you'll figure it out and it'll just be easy. And I mean, I think they have a roof, right? They have to at Lucas Oil.
Oh, they no. So actually, it's a retractable roof.
Oh, perfect.
So it's like we can enjoy the warm weather and the warm days, and then the cold weather, we'll just shut it up.
So that's perfect. I mean, you don't have to be outside or anything, which is nice.
Exactly. Yeah, it could be a lot worse.
Okay, so I'm glad that you started talking about this right off the bat, because you guys are planning a wedding, which obviously I know is crazy. I just did the whole, we planned our wedding for 2 years. We had four different dates that we had to change because we were supposed to get married last year. We did destination. We got married in the Bahamas. So I knew how that went. So you had the craziness of the wedding. And then all of a sudden, everybody knows if you're married to a professional athlete or a coach, things can change on a dime. I mean, you guys get the phone call, you're going to the Colts. What was your initial reaction? Like, oh my God, all this stuff is happening at one time.
I mean, my head just about exploded. And it's crazy because Isaac was actually a restricted free agent. So we kind of thought that he was going to sign with the Chargers, maybe at least for one more year.
Yeah.
But when we got the call, we were setting up our Airbnb. We were, you know, still planning our wedding. And Isaac was like, okay, we have good news, we have bad news. And I was like, okay, what's the bad news? He was like, well, we're not with the Chargers. Oh, and then I was like, okay, what's the good news? He was like, well, we're going to go somewhere new. I was like, okay.
That's exciting. I mean, is this the first time you guys have done that together?
Yeah. So Isaac got drafted by the Chargers and he's been with the Chargers for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
So this is our first time going to a new team. And I mean, honestly, I'm kind of excited because we don't have kids yet. We only have a dog and a cat. So when he told me that there's a chance to go to a different team, I was actually pretty excited. I mean, I love California. Don't get me wrong. And I love the organization, the fans, but it's just a new city, new adventure, and you're not in this for very long, or at least you don't know when it could get cut short. So I was like, hey, I'm up for the challenge. Let's go.
You have the perfect personality to be a professional athlete wife, because first of all, I mean, obviously I follow your TikTok and I know that you just kind of take things on the shoulder. You're like, okay, whatever. I'm not going to listen to people who give me a hard time, but you're also really go with the flow, which is, I mean, you've got to be go with the flow when you're married to a professional athlete, right?
There is, yeah. If I wasn't go with the flow, Isaac and I would probably have a lot more problems in our relationship, especially because he gets stressed out really easily. So my go with the flow personality is like, oh, like our moving company canceled and we're supposed to move tomorrow. No problem. Like we're going to figure it out. And he's like,
better than me.
He's like, are you kidding me? Like we got to figure that. I'm just like, no, it's everything's going to happen the way it should be.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's also a learned trait. So
that's true. I mean, and what else are you going to do? Right? Like that's the situation that you're in. And it, like you said, it's, you don't know how long it's going to last, and it's a fun life for the most part.
Yeah. For the most part. I mean, it's definitely an interesting lifestyle, but I don't think I would ever trade it for anything else.
For sure. And I think one of the main reasons why I wanted to start this podcast is I think the average person, you know, you have friends that aren't married to athletes or coaches or whatever. They don't understand. They're asking you a million questions. Like, what does this mean? Why do you guys have to do this? You know, how do you get all this done in a short amount of time? Whatever. So I think it's interesting because you are now living through it and you're newly married. You're in a new city. You guys are going through all this change. Is it overwhelming at all, you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have chose to, like, if I was able to make the decision, I don't know that I would have chose to leave only because, I mean, take football out of it. We made so many amazing friends outside of football where, I mean, one of the girls that was one of our neighbors was actually one of my bridesmaids. Her husband actually married us. So it's like, we actually put down roots after being somewhere for four years. That's, I mean, you're apt to do that. Yeah. And so it's definitely a little overwhelming. I mean, moving to a city, you don't know anybody. You like, I mean, sometimes it ends up where you're at a team and you might know like one of the players and one of his wives, which that actually happened. So we do know Sam Tevy and his wife, they ended up coming to the Colts as well. So that's nice, but it's definitely like, it's a little scary because Isaac goes to practice and he's allowed to like make all these friendships, but I'm at home. And I mean, it's a little stressful.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, going anywhere new is change is hard, right? No matter what it is, especially when you're as comfortable as you guys were 4 years in a place, you have friends. I mean, that's tough to rip that away. And then, hey, prepare for the snow again, because you're from Michigan. So you also bring up a good point. When he got drafted, were you guys just dating? Were you engaged?
No, we were dating. And so I actually had a year left in college.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Yeah. So that's crazy. It's not that shocking because obviously you're younger whenever you get drafted, But so was it a little bit intimidating for you when you met the wives, the players' wives?
Well, it's funny because the year that Isaac got drafted, the show Wags came out on E! And they did a Wags LA, and a few of the girls on there were with the Chargers. So I'm looking at like my college little tiny apartment, like I don't own anything designer. Like it's definitely intimidating, but I feel like the portrayal is so like, it's just false, to be honest. It's like, you don't need a designer bag to be an NFL wife.
Right.
And I made such great connections with a lot of the girls that we have been with over the past 4 years.
Does it help a lot when you start to get in? Cause whenever I will be honest, before I married a coach, I had all these preconceived notions that people that were married to athletes or coaches, because he used to play in professional football a long time ago, in the NFL. But I had this preconceived notion that the wives don't do anything. They just kind of like hang out and like don't do anything. Everybody, I think, thinks that, right? And then I was like,
100%.
These women are freaking awesome. Like they have so many things going on. Everybody has something going on, whether it's you're a full-time mom, which is a job, or, you know, you guys are putting up an Airbnb, you're doing a lot of things on social media, like you are doing things. And I think that community really helps too, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I remember my first game with the Chargers.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody. And one of the girls came up to me, she was like, oh, like I haven't seen you around. Like what's up? And I was like, oh, I'm still in college. She was like, oh, like what degree? Like, this is my job. And I was like, oh, like all these women have jobs. Like,
yep.
They don't just sit at home and do yoga all day. I mean, some maybe, because when your husband moves jobs, it's hard to find a new job so quickly. But I've quickly realized that I never really wanted to be like stay at home until obviously I have kids.
Sure.
So I've been trying to find, you know, a career path that I can work wherever I go. And that's where it came down to. Actually, Isaac and I just bought an Airbnb over the last few months. We've been renovating it and it has been so much fun. But yeah, it's crazy that so many people are like, oh my God, why do you work? And it's like, what do you mean? Why do I work? You think I went to college for 4 years and I'm not going to use my degree? What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Enjoy your Sonic.
Chili, cheese. They both have a cha and a cha, almost like a cha-cha. So you got the chili and the cheese, the fried onion strings, and now you're moving. You're feeling good. You're smiling a little bit.
Yeah.
The new Twisted Texan Cheeseburger and Footlong Cone, made with crunchy fried onion strings, flavorful chili, and perfectly melted delicious cheese. Choose between a cheeseburger and a footlong cone. It's twisted, y'all. Try one half price in the app. Only online or in the Sonic app. Add-ons extra, limit one. Not good with other offers. At participating Sonic drive-ins for a limited time.
What is the biggest annoyance of people on TikTok?
Oh my God, it's people that think I'm using Isaac for money. And then I'm like,
that's so funny.
I tell people, I'm like, guys, number one, just because you're dating a professional athlete doesn't mean you're using them for money.
Of course.
But number two, we met when we were 19 years old. And so many people are saying like, oh, well, you know, he was playing football in college. He had a great, like, he was probably going to go to the NFL. And I'm like,
literally no one knows that. Like, I mean, unless you're like Trevor Lawrence, like nobody knows that. And the percentage of college athletes that actually make it to the NFL or in the NFL in general is, I think it's like 1%. Levi probably knows. It's probably like 1%. It's insane. So no, you didn't know that.
Exactly. And so that's probably the most frustrating thing, but at first it bothered me, but then I was like, well, it's not true. So I'm not going to let it bother me. Yeah. So Isaac and I have just kind of like made it fun, like put a spin on it. Like, oh my God. Yeah. I'm such a gold digger. Like met at 19 years old and I knew he was going to the NFL. So I just made him propose and here I am. Like, but it's funny because I think a lot of people have kind of caught on to my sarcasm. So now I just kind of have fun with it.
Do people think you're serious?
Oh yeah. People think I'm dead serious. I remember I posted a TikTok one time and I just put it in the comments and I was like, oh, well, it's funny because I'm just using him for money. And so many people were so hurt. They were tagging him like, divorce her now. I'm like,
are you kidding?
He told me to put that as a caption.
He also he's also really active on social media.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely, I think in the beginning of TikTok, he was kind of taken aback, like, okay, like aren't 12-year-olds on TikTok? What are you doing? And then he started to see like social media. I mean, it definitely plays off of another. So like TikTok goes to Instagram, goes to YouTube. So sure. it's I mean, it's a lot of fun and you get like people that actually want to follow your life and see what's going on. And so he's kind of taken a liking to it as well.
Yeah. You're in like this new wave of player wives where obviously people, you know, are younger now. And social media is bigger. There's TikTok, there's YouTube, like you talked about, there's Instagram. Are there a lot of wives your age that do things like this, you think?
I know there's a few on TikTok. I mean, I feel like people are just interested in like the space of professional athletes and coaches and like the lifestyle that people want to follow along. So I want to say there's, I mean, plenty of influencers that might have like their husband plays a sport, but I don't think, I don't think there's quite a bit on TikTok yet, but I think TikTok's pretty new. So I'm trying to take advantage of that.
Yeah. And you should, because I mean, you have a really big following and you're good at it. I love your TikToks. I think they're so funny and it definitely gives a very accurate portrayal, I think, of who you are, which I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. And people are just psycho online. I mean, you know that. You just can't listen to it.
It's funny because in the beginning I was so butthurt by it. Yeah, but
of course, who would
I'm just over it.
Well, yeah, and you making fun of it a little bit is what's good about it to me, because it's almost like, wow, you guys sound absolutely ridiculous for some of the stuff that you're saying.
Oh yeah. I remember I made a TikTok and someone commented on one of my videos and said, well, you knew he was going to the NFL. And I made a video of like me pretending to call like his coach from Notre Dame, Brian Kelly. And I was like, hey Brian, just want to see like what players are going to go to the NFL. And yeah,
that's hilarious.
It's even funnier that people actually think that like that stuff is real.
I know. And people, they're serious though. They actually think that you guys go around and pick out different guys and you're like, all right, I'm going to go after him and see if we can get married.
Yeah. I mean, the whole situation just bothers me. It's like, do you guys not expect professional athletes to have like wives?
Apparently not.
So that's where I'm at. Well, I'm just like, apparently if you're a professional athlete, you can't be happy. You can't find a wife. You can't have a family.
Nope.
You have to be alone.
Yeah. Forever. Literally forever.
Exactly.
So you guys met in college. Tell me the story about how you guys met.
So it's actually, really random, but I feel like in the day and age of like so many people meeting on social media, Isaac and I actually met in person super organically. So my sister, her boyfriend, who now plays the Ravens, actually, she was dating her boyfriend of 2.5 years at that time. So he kind of was like a brother to me. I ended up going down to Notre Dame one weekend because I went to Michigan State. And I was like, oh, I want to go out. I want to party. You know, you're at a college that you don't go to. You're like, oh, I want to go meet new people. And my sister was like, well, I'm not going to go out. So you can go out with like my boyfriend's roommates. And I was like, okay, super weird, but sure, I'm going to go for it. So I went to this house party, walked in, and I just started instantly talking to Isaac. I was like, do you want to have beer with me? He was like, I'm not really trying to drink right now. I was like, already turned down. But we instantly started talking about like deep conversation about love. Do you believe in love at first sight? And
all this is happening at the party.
Oh, all of it. And then he was like, okay, well, let me grab your number. The next night we went for coffee. And I think it was like 2 weeks later we were dating.
Oh my gosh. So you were still at Michigan State and he was mm-hmm,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wait, what was your answer? Do you believe in love at first sight?
Well, I was like, yeah, of course I do. I mean, the moment I met him, I was like, one, he is so freaking cute. Like, I just like, well, and then two, he was just such a great guy. And yeah. I mean, if you meet Isaac, you know what I'm talking about. He is so organic, charismatic. I mean, he's outgoing. So I was like, okay, this is the guy. Well, it's funny because I actually texted my mom that night and I was like, I met the guy I'm going to marry. And
are you serious?
He texted his brother after our first date. And he accidentally sent the text to me and he said like, bro, I met the girl, like I'm done. So it's crazy. Yeah.
Wait. So was this that night?
This was the second night we like went on a date to Starbucks and like got coffee.
And he accidentally sent you that text.
Yeah. And he dropped me off and like, didn't kiss me goodnight. And I was like, I think he just wants to be friends. And then I got the text that I'm like, I just met my future wife and I'm like, okay, maybe I got things wrong.
That's really sweet though. But was he like freaking out that he sent you that?
I think we both just kind of ignored it. I was like, good night.
You ignored it?
Yeah, because I didn't want to make him feel awkward or anything. So I was like, okay, here we go.
That's really funny. So he was just like, bro, met the girl I'm going to marry. We're like, okay, good night.
Yeah, just like, have a good one. But I mean, not even I think it was a week or two later, Notre Dame played at the Music City Bowl.
Yeah.
And I obviously went. And then that night after the game, he asked me to be his girlfriend. And I was like, I knew this was going to happen.
That's really sweet. Did you ever bring it up again? You were like, hey, remember that one time you texted me on accident?
Well, it's funny because on our second date, I accidentally said that we should name our kid a certain name.
What do you mean and you accidentally said it?
Because he was like, oh, like, I really like, I don't know how we got in the like baby names for our second date, but he was like, oh, I like really like biblical names. And I was like, oh, well, I really like short names. We could name our... And I just stopped talking and I was like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. So I think I didn't have much time to like kind of tug at him on his comment. So yeah, they kind of offset each other.
That's really funny. Well, you're married. So I mean, it worked out.
Exactly. Yeah. 6.5 years later, here we are.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. And you guys survived the distance, which everybody knows distance is hard. Mm-hmm. And I have done that per multiple moves and all of that. And it's a lot to make it work, but you guys made it work.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly think it was better that we started off long distance. I mean, he was at Notre Dame, me being at Michigan State, it was about a 2.5 hour drive.
Oh,
I kind of liked it in the beginning, to be honest, because sure. In college you want to hang out with your friends. And mm-hmm. I feel like on the weekends I would be with him. And on the weekends I would be at Michigan State. I'd be with my friends. The toughest though was being a 5 hour flight, because at that point I couldn't just hop in the car and get there. So that year was pretty hard. I mean, not going to lie, it wasn't all rainbows and unicorns, but we worked through it. Obviously, I think it made our relationship stronger, but long distance can definitely be hard on a relationship.
Yeah. I mean, but you guys were determined from the very beginning, obviously, because Isaac, you know, texted you that you guys were going to get married and you named your kids on the second date. But no, I mean, it is difficult. And especially when someone is in the professional athlete realm or they're coaching or whatever, like it, that actually puts more stress and more pressure on the relationship too, because there's just so much going on. And I don't think people really understand that. Plus, you know, Isaac's really busy. And that mm-hmm. whole time you're trying to fit into his schedule. And I know that's tough, but you guys made it work.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's tough knowing like in Isaac's head, okay, if I go to another team, that's okay. But like, if I go to another team, I'm bringing my wife. And if we have a child, like we're bringing our child, bouncing around from state to state, it definitely can be a lot more stressful on them. And so I feel like I've had to understand that, like, I'm going to have to make a lot more sacrifices, but hopefully in the long run, it'll be better.
Yeah. And like you said, it's not like, you guys aren't going to be doing this for like 50 years, right? Like yeah. You guys have to enjoy what you have right now and being in the NFL right now. Cause it's a fun thing. I mean, it's a great thing for you guys to experience together. And the fact that you're newly married and trying out a new city together is also really exciting.
Oh yeah. I mean, even just like being able to like go out to dinner in a new place and like drive around Indianapolis. And like last week we got to go see the stadium and it's just all so much fun, like experiencing a new city and like comparing it to what we had in Los Angeles. So, yeah.
And so far, what are your impressions of Indianapolis? You like it?
Number one, I love the fan base.
Yeah.
Because instantly on TikTok, when I announced that we were going to Indianapolis, mm-hmm. everyone from Indiana was talking about how Isaac went to Notre Dame. And so they already are a fan of Isaac. And I feel like it's so welcoming. And I love the Chargers organization, love the fans, but it's nice going to a city that has like the team has been there for a long time. Sure. Because I was going, I've gone to thrift stores just to find, you know, like, do they have any cute Colts stuff? And every store has like Colts sweatshirts, Colts jackets. And I'm like, this is so much fun, like coming to this organization already. And then the city of Indianapolis, I mean, it's already so cool. Unfortunately, we can't explore it too much because of COVID.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm excited for the season to start.
And your family is in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how far is that?
It's about, they live on the opposite side of Michigan. So it's about a 5 hour drive, but not I mean,
horrible.
It's not horrible. My parents are so excited that we're back on this side of the country that they're like, okay, you have a guest room. Perfect. Coming to every home game. Like, get ready for us. And just
that's
like,
so sweet.
Yeah. I
and
mean,
Isaac's family's here, right? In Georgia.
Huh?
Isaac's family's here in Georgia, right?
No, he grew up there, but his mom now lives in Minnesota and his dad lives in Arkansas.
Okay, so you guys are spread out a little bit all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we have family everywhere.
Yeah, I know the feeling. And it's tough, especially because you guys are busy and you guys have a lot going on. And then you have people all over the place trying to navigate all that is very difficult. But you also have a sister, right? You said?
Mm-hmm.
That is she married to someone that plays in the league?
Hopefully they'll get engaged here pretty soon. But she's been dating him for, I think it's 8.5 years.
Okay, so we'll put that out there. We'll put it in the universe. We hope.
Yeah, I'm just like, Ronnie, where is the ring? No, I'm kidding. But they, he plays the Ravens.
Okay. So you kind of knew what you were getting into, right? Was she first?
Yes. So he got drafted, I think it was a year before Isaac.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And he's been with the Ravens ever since he got drafted. So.
Yeah, that's not that much longer before you. I was going to say you could have asked her all the questions, like, what am I getting into? But, you know.
Yeah, she didn't really have all the answers.
well, hopefully he proposes. We can put that into the universe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll manifest it right now.
Because you love him, I'm sure. It sounds like it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we actually just spent Memorial Weekend with my family. And all of us came into town because it was also my mom's 60th birthday. Awesome. And the whole time, my dad's just nudging him like, that could be you.
Oh my God, that could be you.
And I'm just like, geez, guys, come on. Like, let it happen when it's happening. But obviously, as a younger sister, I'm a little protective. I'm like, okay, come on. Like,
yeah, where are you? Seriously. Especially because you guys are married now. Now you're like, okay, speed up the process. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you have to give him a little leeway because he actually got injured last year in the middle of the season, broke his ankle, and it's been a hard rehab. So you have to give them a little bit of grace.
We will give him grace. I mean, guys are all different speeds too, you know, mm-hmm. But everybody's timing is different on everything. I will say that because I think it's easy to like compare to somebody else, you know, whatever it is in your life, but your time is different than hers, et cetera.
Well, and it's crazy because I thought I wanted to be engaged and married and I like wanted to have a baby by 25. And right now I'm 26. What? I just got married. Yeah. And so I've learned that like everything happens for a reason. Isaac told me that he was supposed to propose at the beginning of COVID, and because COVID didn't happen till later on, but I wouldn't trade, like I wouldn't change anything because it's crazy. Like looking at our relationship now versus when I graduated college, it's grown so much that I'm just grateful for like the path we're on. And I'm sure everybody says the same thing about like their marriage, like everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Like patience. I know obviously like it's fun to like, you know, wait out the proposal and the engagement. Cause you're like, I just want to like plan the wedding. Cause you only have so many months when you're married to a professional athlete that you could get married. So you're like, well, the venue, like the timing, but it's fun.
I'm glad that you said that because that was our biggest hurdle because still we're in football. We're in the same space as you guys, just in a different aspect because obviously I cover football and he coaches football. So especially for coaches, it's all year round now, especially with college. I mean, we were like, I don't know when we're going to get married. I didn't want to get married in the summer because it was going to be too hot for me because I wanted to be outside. And every other month is like a no-go because, you know, August to really, I mean, for the NFL could be, you know, into the next year, but really like August to February is a no-go for us. And then you have signing day and then all this stuff. But I was just like, we're getting married in April and everyone will have to deal because I want to get married in April. So that's what we did.
That's funny that you say it. Well, because we actually, a few of our friends that, you know, play football and they actually ended up going to different teams.
Yeah.
A few of them weren't able to make it to our wedding because they didn't know if OTAs was going to be happening. And with new coaches, you get to start OTAs early.
Yeah.
And so it was a big ordeal, but I was like, I can't change my wedding date, people. Like, oh my God, too much planning. I'm not doing it again. This is happening. If Isaac needs to miss one day of OTAs, it's going to happen. It's his wedding. Yes. You need to do it.
And you know, everybody gets married thinking it's going to be one time. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this one time. Like everybody can deal with when we do it. And it's tough because like you said, you have people that you really care about that can't be there because of when you get married or you guys are all in the same job. I mean, we had God, no coaches were able to make it. Plus we got married in the Bahamas, you know, like in COVID. So that made it more difficult too. But yeah, no, it's tough. And it's definitely interesting trying to plan a wedding. I think when you're in this space too, I'm sure you found that out.
Oh my God. Well, and we also made the mistake of buying a home that needed renovations around the same time we got engaged. And so there were days where I was like, It's 1 o'clock, but I desperately need a glass of wine because I am so stressed out. God bless my wedding planner. If I didn't have a wedding planner, I don't know how I would have got it done, but she's a saint. She would call me up and just be like, how are you? Like mentally, how are you? And I was like, you're a saint. Thank you.
That's good. And it's good that you had somebody to talk to about that stuff. Cause you know, you're dealing with, are we going to be with the Chargers? We just got engaged. We're planning a wedding. COVID is going on. There's just so much like stuff, I think, in that time frame. I know it was very difficult because it was difficult for me.
Well, and then there came out restrictions, which you probably know about these restrictions, but I think it was in December or January that basically they announced you have to test negative before you leave. I don't know if it was just Mexico, if it was Bahamas too, but
yeah, it was.
When we found that out, we had to change a few vendors because a lot of vendors were like, well, I can't get stuck. Like I have other weddings, I have other promises. And I'm just like, okay, like this is fun. Like, and I mean, not to mention, we got engaged in July, at the end of July, and picked our venue, I think at the end of November, and got married in April. So it was so quick, COVID renovations, another team. It was crazy.
Yeah,
it still is crazy.
It obviously, I mean, you're going to be dealing with all this newness until the end of the first season is over, I'm sure, because everything is new.
Exactly. Well, and Isaac and I had a tough conversation that we're probably not going to be able to go on our honeymoon until next year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Well, no babies. I'm not going on my honeymoon. No. I'm pregnant. I was like, we cannot have children. I'm planning the best honeymoon ever because so many places that we wanted to go to were like, no, you've got to quarantine for 10 days. And Isaac was like, I can't do that. Like, season's coming up, Allie. Like, what do you expect me to do? Like lift weights in a Bora Bora bungalow. Like, what am I going to use? You?
Yes.
So I'm just like, oh my God, another sacrifice I'm making. I'm like, okay, it better be the best freaking honeymoon anyone's ever taken.
You know, and it's funny because like, it's funny talking to another COVID bride. And when I do, like, people don't understand what it was like trying to plan a wedding in COVID. It's like, I don't want to say impossible because we both did it, but it's like, it's very difficult. You have to make a lot of sacrifices that a lot of brides don't have to do that. You know, they naturally have what they want, the vendors that they wanted, the place that they wanted. I mean, cause we changed our venue. We changed everything. We changed our location. We were supposed to get married in Florida in 2020. We got married in the Bahamas in April of 2021. So it's just, you know, there's just so much change. So I don't want to go on a wedding COVID hole because I will start talking forever, but yes, your honeymoon will be incredible whenever it happens.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's funny that you say like COVID brides go through a lot. I made a joke at the beginning of like wedding planning. I was like, I feel like it should go like healthcare workers, elderly people, diseases and brides.
No, but I mean, you're not far off. It's seriously like, it is a whole nother level of stress that I have never dealt with in my whole life. And everybody goes through stuff, obviously, but like, oh my gosh, it's just stuff that brides don't normally have to sacrifice, which I think is the saddest part, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But I mean, it's funny because we literally left our wedding and got home and we were moving the next day. So
that's crazy. That's
it'll bring crazy. You'll be on cloud nine and football will bring you right back down. They're like, no, sweetheart, you got to move to Indiana. Like,
God, that's nuts. So you land and then the next day you're moving.
Well, we were supposed to move the next day, but we had an issue with pods and they came in a time frame. They didn't say they were coming. And so we didn't get to reschedule a pod for another 2 weeks because everybody's moving right now.
Oh, yeah.
So we were stuck in. So we actually, thank God nobody was staying at our Airbnb that week, but we stayed at our Airbnb for, I think it was like a week and a half waiting for another pod to get there.
Oh my gosh. I hate pods. I literally hate pods. And that's part of the moving process that I hate the most because they're never, it's never on time. Like it's never moving never goes the way that you want it to. I'm always like, oh, this move is going to be so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
You always think it's going to be simple and then bad things start happening. I mean, some of our stuff didn't fit in the pod. So we were like, okay, do we get a trailer? We're just going to throw this away. Like we left two like great TVs in our apartment and we just put it on let go, like go pick them up if you want them.
That's nice.
Yeah. But we also then got here and we were like, oh crap, we need a TV.
We have no TVs. That's great. Yeah. I mean, moving is just, it's crazy. And wait till either one of us start having kids and trying to move all that. It's just going to be I can't imagine that.
Yeah, I was telling Isaac the other day, like, I am okay with waiting until you have a longer contract, because right now we only have a year with the Colts. Mm-hmm. So whether we stay with the Colts or go to another team, I was like, I hope it's at least 2 years so I can at least know that I can like commit to like a doctor and a pediatrician and all that stuff. Because if I was either pregnant or like had a child, it's just so much more stress.
Seriously. I mean, it's so much more to plan for, you know?
Oh my gosh. And I mean, the mothers that do it and are able to move, God bless them. And they are a different type of strength.
Yep. Seriously. And think about all the professional athlete wives and coaches' wives that have to do it, that have 4 kids or 3 kids, you know, like they do it. They're literally like, I am so amazed by them. Every time I talk to one on this podcast, I'm like, I don't know how you do what you do. Tell me what your secret is. And it's just, they're great. Like, it's nuts. It's
well, amazing. I mean, Philip Rivers, he has 9 kids. Yes. And literally. Some of our neighbors were like, oh yeah, he lived like down the street or something. And I'm like, I didn't know that. Like they switched schools and everything. Like that mother deserves a award.
She probably, I would, if I was her friend, I would be giving her awards, because I don't even know how they do it. That's a good point. I didn't think about the Rivers family, but yeah, they have a lot of kids.
I have a dog and a cat, and I was stressed out.
I know, it puts things in a perspective really quickly. I'm like, okay, I can't complain. We have nothing to move.
Yeah. I'm like, no babies until we're somewhere else, like, or have a longer contract or anything. But it's crazy because like, even if we have a longer contract, he could still get traded. So
it's hard to plan in this life too. I think that's, you know, that's another really good point, because it's so funny. People ask me all the time, where do you and Levi want to settle down? Like, where do you guys want to be? And I'm like, I mean, I can't really do that. Like, I can't, that's not a thing, right? Like, do people ask you that? Like, where do you guys want to be?
People do ask us, and I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, what do you mean? Like, settle down. But I think hopefully in the next 2 or 3 years, we'll get an off season home.
Yeah.
And we'll have a place where we can like always go back to. And then when football is done, we'll just call her home. But it's like, well, we haven't been able to explore. Like, what if, like right now I love California, but like, what if I love like Tennessee more? Like, we haven't really got to explore places that we want to stay forever. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. What do you mean settle?
It's hard to do that, especially when, like you said, you just don't ever know. I mean, you never know. Year by year, things could happen like that and you have no idea. It's like, you can't really plan to be somewhere for 20 years yet.
I'm like, I don't even know what that looks like.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know. That's also really old fashioned too. You know, people like get married and they settle, quote unquote, move home or whatever it is. But it's just, this is a very different lifestyle. It's very...
Exactly. So I'm like, maybe we'll fall in love with Indianapolis and we'll stay here. You never know, but...
No, you never know.
You know, we'll see as the years tick by.
Yeah. Is there like one piece of advice that a professional athlete wife has given you that you've really taken with you?
I mean, honestly, I think it's being supportive. Mm-hmm. I remember when Isaac and I were doing long distance and I was still in college and he was with the Chargers, he actually got put down to practice squad. So for 24 hours, there was a chance that another team could pick him up. And if not, he was going to be on practice squad. And, you know, he had already committed to an apartment. And he was like, well, it's a lot of rent in California. So it's all of this stress. And I mean, I'm the only thing that's probably going to be consistent in his life for a while, or at least that he can rely on. Sure. So being supportive, and I mean, it's super cheesy, but I mean, he can lean on his wife, and I want to be that support system. And so what I found is like me getting a job that I can go wherever and still work is awesome to lean on, because like, he's not just like, oh, well, if I lose my job, like that, there goes all of our money. Like now we have to like figure it out. And obviously we save and whatnot, but I mean, just being supportive is like the best advice I can give, because like he can't choose what team he wants to go to all the time. And so you just got to make the best of every situation, or at least seem like you're making the best out of it. And then call your mom and I'm like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, you're just crying to your mom. But no. I mean, you really do a great job, at least from what I can see.
Mm-hmm. I try to.
Some days are better than others for everybody.
Yeah. Well, and especially in the beginning of our relationship, when I first initially moved to California, I actually didn't move in with him because we both made the decision to not move in until we got married, which later down the line, we kind of said, F it, we'll just do it. But I mean, moving to a city and paying all that rent and getting a job, not knowing if he's going to leave next year. And like, we weren't engaged. So I was like, well, I don't want to like just follow him around, but like also we're in a relationship. So it's a weird territory.
Yeah. But I mean, all of that worked out for a good reason. You had a good plan. Now you're married. Now you can actually like plan and, you know.
Exactly. Isaac and I always talk about how we loved our path. We like loved every single stage of our relationship. We grew through every stage. And so now we're married. Now we're here.
It's good that you love your path and you're going to keep loving it because you guys have a lot of fun years ahead of you. I mean, you guys are, like I said, newly married. You have a new team. Also fun. What is the biggest common, we've kind of talked about this a little bit, but what is the biggest common misconception you think about athlete wives?
I mean, the two are, I don't do anything and I just want his money, which is like, if somebody like, obviously if you were to talk to some of my friends or Isaac's friends, or like really anybody that knows me, they would be like, oh my God, Allie works so hard. She is like always up and moving. Like she literally does not go to sleep until 11. She wakes up at 6 and like tries to fit every single thing in. And so I think that's the biggest misconception. It's like, I don't know that I would choose to like move to different states. Like
sure.
I could have married, you know, a CEO if I really wanted to use somebody for their money, but like, you can't help who you fall in love with. And like, I don't think I should be penalized for falling in love with Isaac, who happens to be a professional athlete.
I totally agree. And you guys fell in love at that party.
Yep. All because of that party at Notre Dame.
Isn't that funny the way the universe works? Like you obviously you almost didn't go.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. No, I almost did not go, especially because that was like finals week. And I just remember being so depressed. And I was like, I'm either going to go home or I'm going to go hang out with my sister. And my sister called me and she was like, get your ass over here. Like, come on. Like, what are you doing? Buck up. Like, okay.
I love that. So basically we can thank her.
100%. We can thank her and we can thank her boyfriend because he like knew of Isaac and he kind of like gave me the lowdown. Like Isaac's a good guy. Like I approve. And I was like, okay.
Were you looking for anything serious then or no?
Absolutely not. I like was in a relationship all freshman year. So sophomore year, I was like, no, I'm hanging out. It's
of course
college. Like yeah. I have forever to, you know, settle down, but everybody knows that when you're not looking, you're going to find somebody.
Well, not really. You wanted babies at 25. You didn't have forever.
I was like, we better find a husband.
That's so funny.
I'm like, I'm so happy I didn't have a baby at 25 because geez, if I thought I was stressed now.
Yeah. You throw kids into the mix and it gets a lot different. Not that I have one, not that I'm speaking from experience, but I can only,
like, I don't have one, but I just imagine. Yep.
Yes. I mean, listen, I know the coaches' wives that have all the kids and it looks very stressful, but that will be me and you both one day.
It'll be us one day. I'm just going to keep trying to put it off for a while.
Yeah. There, you guys have to go to Bora Bora, wherever you're going to go.
Exactly. Maybe after Bora Bora, we'll talk about it.
Good. So who comes up with most of the TikTok content? Because you guys kind of share, you don't share TikTok. You have your own TikToks, but you make some together. Who comes up with it more?
Me. 100% me. Yeah. I mean, now that there's like a TikTok creator fund and like there's brands that reach out to you, I've looked at it more as like an opportunity and more as a job, which a lot of people are like, oh my God, you sit there and make TikToks. It's like, well, I mean, if they're paying my utility bill, yeah, it's a TikTok. Like that is like a form of income. And so I'll sit on TikTok all day and I'm just like, okay, this is a good idea. This is a good idea. Ooh, this will work with a brand. And Isaac and I, in the beginning, we knew that like a lot of couples sometimes put their names together and like have one TikTok, but I was like, I don't know. I feel like we could have more fun if we have two separate ones because everybody wants to follow you because of football, but like, what if I want to post about interior design? What if I want to post about skincare? Yeah. Like, no, here's like
yours.
No 55-year-old guy is going to be like, oh, her skincare routine. So I was like, I was like, let's make it separate, but I definitely will like be scrolling and I'm like, oh, that would be a good TikTok for him to film. And so like when we went to the stadium last week, we were like, oh, can we film TikToks while we're there? And I literally had a whole notepad of like, this will be good. This will be good. Like,
I love that.
And the Colts organization is so cool, especially their social media team. I've met with a few of them and they are just, I mean, they're like, oh yeah, you want to like, what about this idea? They're like, oh yeah, during the season, we'll totally let you do that. And I'm like, this is so much fun. Like, oh my God, I'm living so my best.
Like, yeah, kind of like a collaboration with the team.
Mm-hmm. And it's cool because I feel like they've really welcomed us with open arms. And that's so nice because it's like, I feel like I'm with the team already. Like, I feel like I'm a player. Like, now they're like, hey, Allie, how's it going? I'm like, hi.
Well, it's your life too. It is. It is like, you guys are a part of the organization together. You know, he's obviously the player, but it's your life too. You're a part of the Colts too.
And it's interesting because I feel like me and him being married, I'm more so like part of the Colts family, not saying like girlfriends or fiancés aren't, no, but it's it. Like, this is our life together. Like we are, I mean, if we got divorced, like that's a big step in like breaking up. Like that's a little bit like less intense. So I really do feel like me and him are part of the organization.
You are. And I think it's really, really cool that they're open to you doing TikToks and kind of collaborating with you on that. I think that's great because a lot of organizations would probably be a little bit like, are you sure? Like, you know, some organizations are just really like tight knit about stuff like that. So I think it's good that they're working with you. That's great.
Oh yeah. And Blue, actually the mascot, has like the most followers out of any of the mascots. I'm like, did we like come to this team on purpose because of social media? Like maybe Blue put in a nice little word with the GM and the owner. Hey,
is this you telling me that you're going to have a TikTok with him?
Oh yeah. Just keep an eye out for it. I swear once the season starts, people are going to be like, does this girl play in the team or...
No, I really like that. I think it's good. I think it's a fun project. And I think it's also something that a lot of the wives that are older don't understand TikTok or social media. So I think it's cool that you're bringing that to the table.
Yeah, I've tried to like keep TikTok and Instagram kind of separate, but then once Reel started and I posted a few and I saw how many like people started following me because of them.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going like head first, like, let's do this. But I've definitely thought like, I hope nobody judges me this because of this, or like, I don't know, because I feel like growing up, I was always a little bit more self-conscious about what people said. And, you know, going to a new team, all these girls could be friends and be like texting, okay, this girl is weird and shit. Like, what is she doing at the stadium?
Like on TikTok.
Yeah. But I've already talked to a few of the girls and there's actually a pretty big like social media presence with the Colts already. So it's super nice.
That's awesome. I love that. And I mean, if you're going to do TikToks, you can't be self-conscious anyway.
No, especially when you're like in the middle of the freaking stadium, like, here we go. Like,
wait, I saw Isaac's like levitating one.
Everyone was like, did you pick him up? Are you kidding? This man weighs like 270. No, I did not pick him up.
I know that you're tall, but like, I don't think you picked
him up. No, I did not pick him up. Yeah, but those are the secrets nobody knows about. A magician never tells about his tricks.
I was cracking up. I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm just like, wait until season, y'all. Like, it is going to be so much fun.
Well, I am so glad that you came on the show. You're so much fun. And I know that you guys are going to enjoy Indianapolis and good luck with everything.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, I mentioned to you this earlier, but it is so nice that like people are recognizing me as like Allison Cooch on TikTok, whatever, but not just Isaac's wife, which obviously I love playing that role, but it's nice that people are starting to recognize all like the behind the scenes of professional athletes and what makes them successful. So it's nice coming on here, telling my story, giving people a piece of my mind about their opinions about me. But I had so much fun hanging out with you.
Yeah. I'm so glad you did. And that's been my goal too, because I have come to realize I'm very, very independent. And so when I got married or even when we got really serious, I was like, sometimes I feel too independent. But it is a partnership. And I really like to show that women are separate from their marriage too. Your marriage is one thing and you should be a partner and you should be together. But I think that it's really cool when you individualize the couple. That's what makes people strong, I think, when you're two individuals. And I think it's no one ever talks about the wives. And that's why I wanted to start this podcast, because no one really knows how cool everybody is. And I'm like, wait, I know a secret that no one else does. The wives are awesome and they're all so cool. So I'm glad you came on. I'm really, really happy you did this.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, hopefully people are like, wow, this girl is so cool. I'm going to go follow her on TikTok now. I'm
going to tell everyone your TikTok.
Allison Cooch on TikTok. It was a conversation. I didn't change my name on social medias, but Allison Rochelle is Allison Cooch. But thank you so, so much for having me.
Seriously, I'm telling you guys, if you have not checked it out right now, get on TikTok right now and go look at her videos. And if you're not a believer in TikTok or you're not on TikTok, that's fine. You can still look her up because she is so funny. What a fantastic duo. They have such a bright future and great things for them. Also, best of luck to Isaac this NFL season. And like I mentioned earlier in the episode, we're going to break her down into two different segments because I really want to update you guys because I don't think it's fair since I recorded this so long ago. And she has had so many life updates since then. So we're going to revisit with Allie later on, and you're going to get that episode here in the next week. But great time as always. Can't wait to keep these episodes rolling. If you have any suggestions, please hit me in the DMs and let me know. I'm Maria Martin, and this is Married to the Game.